The eyes of March. Don't dare open the windows yet, though sun pours into the kitchen sink and warms the cheek like a lover's touch. Fill the kettle and do not think this morning's glimmer is truly gold, for Lenten tendencies tend to break too suddenly from their prison hold into a flirty madness that teases toward a belief that spring has come. A phony fling of warmth that freezes back into old disappointments of ice. Toast the toast, for it's only March, posing as April, oh so nice, but not yet real, so continue to muddle and wait for the full pink moon to rise. The last potatoes of winter huddle still deep in the cupboard's dark, making eyes.